music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
YouTube, I mean, YouTube, come on, who would have thought, eh? Years ago, YouTube was going to be as blimmin' huge as it is now. I predict a riot, but I predict many things. But I predict that YouTube will be the thing. It's going to take over TV, isn't it, at some point? It's just going to be YouTube. Yeah, I don't know. If only we had someone of a certain age that we could ask these sort of things. If only there was someone here that was, say, 14, going on 15, that kind of age. It would be brilliant to ask their opinion. Anyway. We have, right in the studio, not one, but two very special guests. We got Lolly, yes, and the old man. Hello, folks. How you doing?
Hi, Pete.
How you doing? Hey, Lolly.
Hello.
How you doing? Now, you see, I've just had a thought. You are probably just under 15.
Yeah.
What's your take on YouTube? Do you ever watch it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And what do you watch on YouTube?
Things like podcasts. Or, yeah.
Yeah, so like a mix of fun stuff, documentary stuff, serious stuff, news? News-ish stuff? Not really.
Not really, no.
No. But you're on it.
You
see, that's the thing. Whammer, last time you watched anything on YouTube?
Oh, I think I watched a little Jimi Hendrix clip.
You see,
this morning.
That's the thing. You see, it's
an
there.
Old one. Yeah.
This is my point, right? So I have no idea how old you are, Whammer, but I do know.
Far too old.
I do know that Lolly is your granddaughter.
Yeah.
She is here. You guys are Lolly and the old man. I've been playing a few tracks of yours over the years.
Yeah, thank you.
And you both have watched stuff on YouTube in the last 24 hours. I mean, you go figure. You see what I'm saying? That is it. That is my straw poll of two. And I'm bagging that and take it wherever I go. That is fact, that is. Now, you guys have come in not only to tout your wares, because you are brilliant, but you've got, you're owning sort of most of this town throughout the whole of May. What's going on?
Yeah, we're doing the Fringe with Lolly.
Yes.
Forgot her name then.
Yes. What do you mean, Lolly here? Yes, welcome.
And it came about... I always liked our original songs for the Dirty Weekend Band.
Yeah.
And we didn't always play them. Sometimes some of the band members weren't keen, and, well, for the right reasons, really.
What reasons?
Well, I don't know. They just, people like to hear covers in pubs and that, don't they?
Oh, I see.
So we
used to I get it.
Mix a few in, which, no, it worked. I mean, some people like that. But anyway, when things was looking a little bit thin for Dirty Weekend, as times were progressing, I thought, I don't want to lose these originals that we've put together, or I've put together, and the band. And so I thought, I'm going to promote them on the Fringe this year now. It's May, isn't it? So I put the idea together, and I thought, oh, I was going to do it on my own. And then I thought, oh, I've got to do it with Lolly. I mean, Lolly practices with me every day, because we live in the same house.
Yes.
And so I said to her, how do you fancy doing it with me? And I thought I was going to get her to sing all the songs, because she's a lovely singer. But she said, oh, I don't want to sing. I only want to play lead guitar. So, because she's getting well into her lead guitar
now.
She's
very good as well. Very
good. Yeah. And I thought, well, I did thought about it. I thought, well, let's compromise a bit. And so we're sort of singing. I'm singing some, so you have to put up with that. And Lolly's singing some as well. So
yeah, that is a shame.
That's how it all came about.
But it is a gorgeous thing. So, okay. So you've got like, what is it? Like 8 different gigs during the month of May, which is our Brighton Fringe Festival month, obviously, if anyone knows anything about May in Brighton. Fair few locations. You've got the A&O Hostel and the Old Steen. You've got the Wick. You've got the Walrus. You've got the Speakeasy, which is the Wick, obviously. You've got the Pellerocco Hotel. What a classic venue. Yeah. So this is all good. I mean, and talk me through the... You know, the set, is it like, for how long is each set?
It's an hour long. We're looking to sell tickets. If anyone else there wants to buy some tickets, please do.
Yeah.
It's one hour long, and that's pretty much it. Really.
How do we get tickets? Do we go to the Brighton Fringe itself?
Yeah, go to the Fringe and look up Lolly in the search And the old man, if you like. Lolly and the old man. I've looked up just Lolly and it seems to come straight up.
Lolly, what are you? I mean, you are so SEO friendly, right? What is that about? That is good. So how long have you been playing with this old chap?
About 10 years since I was like 4 or 5.
Whoa, right. I was just about to say, really? That is so cool. Was it just something that was just always, this is what you did together?
Yeah, since I was really young, we always kind of, I think I remember I like picked up a guitar and he taught me like a really easy song and I've always fell in love with it.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, yeah. Wasn't it? I think most people start with that one.
Mm-hmm. That is brilliant. And do you literally fell in love even at that age with music and playing and singing? And
yeah, I've always loved like performing.
Yeah.
And music was just, yeah.
But that's so cool. And do you write your own stuff?
I've just started to, yeah. I've got one song, but slowly, yeah.
Are you going to be playing it on the 1 hour set?
No, not yet.
Could, if you wanted to. Maybe, if you wanted to convince me, we could quickly put it in, but we need to know quite quick.
Yeah, maybe.
And you'll have to mention Brighton and somewhere in it.
What, in the song?
Got to mention Brighton.
Got to mention Brighton. Now, listen, I was thinking, so when I used to see Dirty Weekend live, I haven't seen you for a while, but that was always like a sort of one of your own and a cover, one of your own and a cover. Then you had, was it Atlantic Crossing, the name of the, the three-piece?
That's the folk band.
You guys were brilliant. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you did come see us.
I loved it, yeah.
No, we got amazing...
But that was all covers, wasn't it?
That was all covers. B.A. is an amazing front person.
Incredible.
And a great character. And of course, John Buckley is an amazing guitarist. And the three of us put on folk songs, really. And also joined, got to give him a plug, because if he's listening, he won't talk to me again. We also joined a blues band now, so I'm in the Blue Jukes as well.
The Blue Jukes.
So that's another one to look out for.
And are there any tracks that are just Lolly and the Old Man tracks?
Yes.
Yes.
There is.
Every day is like Sunday.
It's one we.
Oh yeah, I think I played that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It wasn't the Morrissey song, which I was expecting.
No, it's not the Morrissey song. Do you know what? Yeah, it's hard to get publicity for that one on YouTube because as soon as you type in, I want to watch Every Day is Like Sunday, all you get is dozens of Morrissey songs on.
So that is yours. I don't know what you're going to do. Would you want to do a live one now?
We can do one. We can start off with, we've got the C lined up.
We've got Lolly plugged in. We've got the amp going. We've got you doing this stuff. What's the track you're going to play?
The C.
The C. Folks, take it away.
And it mentions a few characters from our wonderful town.
Yeah.
So.
Folks, Lolly and the Old Man.
You ready, kiddo? Mistakes, but hey, we were young. Life deals you a card and then you realize you might be wrong. Never went too far, it was here all the time anyway. Traveled overseas, there was things I wanted to see. Went to Amsterdam back in 1983. Back to the coast when drinking down the old steam. Street, strutting ninja, Brighton punks and disco Pete, bearded busker with his rabbit, dog and rat, bird whistle man standing with his plaque. See,
Chelsea down by the sea. Come with me down to 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 the sea.
Great! Folks, we've got Lolly and the Old Man in the studio just plugging away, doing their thing. That was a track. Now, was that originally a Dirty Weekend track?
It was, yes.
Sounds so good with Lolly on the vocals. That is brilliant. Love that track. Lovely message in from Rick from the High Sides. Now, they were playing live at the weekend. They came in last week for a session. He says, "Hey, Pete, another great show. Good work. The sea must be shimmering beautifully from up there from Reverb Towers." Well, yeah, coincidentally, they just played the track called The Sea. We had a fabulous gig at the Brunswick. Looking forward to sharing some recordings and videos with you soon. A very full house thanks to the plug on the Pete Jones Show. Hope you have, you'll have us back again before too long. Thanks, Rick, for the message. So, folks, do message us 07909 547336 if you want to say anything to Lolly and the Old Man. Remind us, so where's the first night? Where's the first gig going on?
Yeah, that's at the A&O Hostel, which is down the Old Steen. That's on a Sunday, the 4th of May at 3:15. So all the gigs, people don't always like to go out of an evening, do they? The fringe gigs we're doing, seven of them are in the afternoon.
And I love
Just one is the last one, actually, which I want to make a bit of a party for. It's at the Pillarocco Hotel on a Friday evening of the 30th.
Do you ever hit any stumbling blocks with over age and drink and bars?
No, I obviously had to ask all the but because mainly they're in the rooms that are kind of like private function room type things, like the Speakeasy's got their own little room there. They all have, actually. The Wick's upstairs at the Speakeasy, so the Walrus has got the Hideaway bar.
Brilliant.
And then the Pellerocco, it's in a hotel anyway.
I love that.
So really, I did check that all that out, and it was all allowed, so that was fine.
Yeah, definitely. A lovely message from Mark Johnson of Slipstream Worldwide Beats says she has a good voice. She does have a good voice. I know, and he knows stuff. He knows a lot of stuff.
Thank you, by the way.
So you got a 1 hour set, 12 songs. Have you just been rehearsing like crazy, the two of you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we put this idea together probably back in sort of October, November. So I was aware, especially knowing that Lolly was going to have to learn. She knew all the songs anyway, because she's had to put up with me singing them for the last 10 years or whatever. But so the challenge was for Lolly to learn the lead guitar parts and the songs generally. And that's what she's done. Quite frankly, it's been wonderful for her progression as well, because it's just, it's given us a goal to aim for.
Yeah, definitely.
With the Fringe.
Definitely. Now, Lolly, you're in another band. What's that? What's the band called?
Girls on Film.
Girls on Film. Name check. Anyone else in the band who's along playing with you?
Yeah, so we've got Ayn, who plays bass.
Yes.
Isla, who plays lead guitar, and MJ on drums.
Fantastic.
And me singing and playing guitar.
That is cool. How often do you get together to rehearse?
We rehearse once a week with our band was put together by Shoreham All Stars.
Oh, tell me about Shoreham All Stars.
Yeah, so it's run by David O'Connell.
Yeah.
And he just put us together, like, maybe was it one or two?
Must be 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago or something. And we rehearse once a week, and we have a gig usually once or twice a month.
Do you? Seriously?
Yeah.
And whereabouts? In Shoreham?
It's all over the place.
That is so good. Yeah. And are you guys writing your own stuff together as well? Or
yeah, the song I've just written, we're going to play in the band. So hopefully.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not going to play it with Whammer and the Old Man, Lolly and the Old Man, Whammer and the Old Lolly. Maybe.
If you want to do it, you can. You know, you can.
Maybe by the end of the run of gigs, you could weave it in. You know, because yeah. you've got eight, and by then you'll be just sort of so fluent and fluid and used to the crowds and the whole. Because that's the thing, isn't it? Joking apart, it's rehearsal's great.
Yeah.
And you get on the stage and the lights are in your face and suddenly it's like, whoa, what?
Yeah, I've been saying to people, well, come to an early one, come to the last one and
Definitely.
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you want to play another one?
While he's talking about Girls on Film, I just want to give a plug for the St. Answell's Park gig. The Girls on Film team are doing playing that.
Is that St. Answell's open day?
Yes, it is. It's been 3 years. Like, put on by Dean Marsh and
I love that day.
Yeah, it's a great day, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it's very near me. I often wonder.
I think BIM sponsor it as well. I'm not quite sure, but I did see the name mentioned.
Do you know what day it is this year?
It's on the 3rd of May.
Yes. 3rd of May. Yes. Good.
So he's going to have a busy weekend. She's going to be playing there on Saturday and then the opening gig on the Sunday.
At the A&O Hostel with you guys, Old Steen. So you'll be ready to go. And you're going to get the Girls on Film team to come and support you.
They're playing. Yeah. They're playing under Girls
but
on
also
Film.
Support your gigs, Lolly and the Old Man. Are you going to get
them? I
hope
so.
Yeah. There's going to be a good crowd, definitely. What are you going to play now?
Right, so this next one's called The King's Lover or Not Dead Yet. And it's a song I put together about one of Peter James' murder novels. And he actually gave me I sent him a copy and he sent me a nice email back saying he thought it was very catchy and very nice. And he said he'd try and get it on a production, but I've not heard anything about that just yet.
One day.
But anyway, so this is about one of his murders in one of his books. It's called Not Dead Yet. And it goes like this. You ready, Lolly? Is offering Lily, getting laid by the record producer. First single, and she's on her way. She's on her way. She's on her way. Wheeler, Wild Secret Fox. Wheeler wrote the movie and they've gone and changed the plot. Anna wants revenge, she's humiliated the fox. The chandelier is melting down, it's gonna kill the lot. Gaia's gonna die soon, but Gaia laugh yet. He's not dead yet, he's not dead yet, he's not dead yet. Gaia laugh yet, he's not dead yet. He's not dead yet, he's not dead yet. Leaving LA for movie star fame. A love affair filming Prince Regent's name. Stalkers about, hunting her down. Assistants mutilated bodies found. But she's on her way, she's on her way. Wild Secret Fox. Wheeler wrote the movie and they've gone and changed the plot. Anna wants revenge, she's humiliated the fox. The chandelier is mounting down, it's gonna kill the lot. Gaia's gonna die soon. Soon. Death in the pavilion. There's mayhem all around. The bitch is going down. Gonna die soon, but Gaia Lafayette, he's not dead yet, he's not dead yet, he's not dead yet. Gaia Lafayette, he's not dead yet, he's not dead yet, he's not dead yet. Pride and police are pursuing the case, uncertainty surrounds if Gaia is safe. Sandy's on Earth, Cleo gives birth. Guy is in love with Inspector Roy Grace.
Oh, mama! What are you doing to me now? That was a cracking track. What's it called?
It's called Gaia Lafayette. No, The King's Lover, I've called it, but it's called Not Dead, I suppose, Not Dead Yet.
Not
it's
Dead
not, the
Yet.
The book was called Not Dead
yes,
Yet.
Yes, by Peter James, of course. Folks, we've got Lolly and the Old Man here. You can go to see them, well, many, many, many times. Is there a very good just Lolly and the Old Man? I suppose you've got the Facebook page, haven't you?
We have, yes.
Which is basically Lolly and the Old Man. Yeah. Any other websites or anything that people should...
No, not with the Lolly and the Old Man, we haven't. We've got, we've obviously got the Facebook page for all the other bands.
Yeah,
Atlantic
definitely.
Crossing, Dukes and Dirty Weekend. And Dirty Weekend got a good website as well. I say a good website. They've got a website.
Yeah.
But I think everyone goes to Facebook or Instagram, don't they, really?
Pretty well, I would say Instagram probably be before Facebook these days, but there we go.
And, of course, TikTok. But
TikTok.
I have no idea how to
Come
work
on.
That.
Come on.
So
this is why you got Lolly.
Come on, Lolly.
Oh, man. That's why I see what you're doing here. You're spreading it thin, you see. You're covering a good generational span. Folks, you can go to, the A&O Hostel, Old Steen, 315, on Sunday, May the 4th. That'll be a great, great weekend. Nice, chilled-out time as well, Sunday, 315. Wednesday the 7th at the Speakeasy Bar at the Wick. Friday the 16th at the Speakeasy Bar at the Wick. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, respectively. Saturday the 17th of May at the Walrus Hideaway Bar. Where's the Walrus again?
That is down... is it Middle Street? I think it's Middle Street.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Nice big pub. It's big. Got downstairs. We're in a function room. Most of the rooms are small, so it's not going to be...
All good. All very good. Then you're back at the Speakeasy Bar again a couple of times, the 24th and 28th. And then rounding off, Thursday the 29th and Friday the 30th at the Pella Rocco Hotel on Regency Square, 3 o'clock and then 8 o'clock on the last one. That's going to be such a great gig, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Brilliant.
I mean, that'll be the finale for all the hard work.
Yeah, definitely.
Lolly's done and...
Folks, please go and support these guys. Tickets are only a fiver. You can get it through Brighton Fringe. Just check out Lolly and the Old Man on the What's On bit. Search keywords. Of course, in fact, to be honest, just put Lolly and everything comes up. Just Lolly. That's all you need. Do you want to go out with another track? What have you got?
Yeah, we're going to do this. This one's called Seagull. It's nothing to do with the football team.
But it's
a song I wrote when I was just in the... In the autumn, I was watching a seagull struggle against the waves, and it came to me, and I wrote a few notes down, and when I wrote this, so this is called Seagull. Lolly's going to sing this, you'll be pleased to hear.
Beautiful. You take it away, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4. Seagull, seagull. Sea down by the I-360. troubles you find, surviving your time on the Brighton skyline. Swerving, soaring against the wind, it's a journey of life that comes from within. You left your nest for the darkness ahead, swirling with swirls of weightlessness. Seagull, I see you fly against the find, surviving your time on the Brighton skyline. Swerving, soaring against the wind, it's a journey of life that comes from within.
Take it away, Lolly.
Sunset so fine, this beautiful town is all mine, all mine. Seagull, I see you fly against the find, surviving your time on the Brighton skyline. Swerving, soaring against the wind, it's a journey of life that comes from within. Mirror my mind with the troubles you find, surviving your time on the Brighton skyline. Swerving, soaring against the wind, it's a journey of life that comes from within.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you guys so much. That was absolutely gorgeous. Lolly and the Old Man. What was that track called again?
Seagull.
Seagull.
It's about the troubles he has trying to navigate himself across the waves in a wet, rainy autumn
And why
day.
Wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? Folks, thank you so much for coming. You've been absolutely brilliant. Best of luck with this, quite a sizable giggy session-y tour, really, albeit all around town. Absolutely brilliant. Loads of luck. Will you let me know how you go?
Yes, of course.
And if you guys get any tracks laid down back in the studio, Lolly, force him to send them over, okay? And thanks,
I will anyway.
Thanks so much for coming in. You've been absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
You take care.
Well, thank you for a wonderful show
thank
each
you.
Week.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.